Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Comforting the distressed. Comfort is an important word in the Apostle Paul's letter to the saints at Corinth. In just five verses in the opening of his second letter to the Corinthians, he uses the word comfort nine times. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. The Greek word conveys the sense of someone who comes near to help us. They come physically near, their heart draws near to us in empathy, and even their words are right on target to provide the help we need. If that description sounds familiar, it may be because it comes from the same Greek word that Jesus uses for the Holy Spirit. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. John chapter 14, verse 16, out of the Amplified Bible. As Paul says, God is the God of all comfort, which we would expect. But notice that Paul also says that the Comforter comforts us for a specific purpose, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. We cannot give to others what we do not have. How do we get comfort? The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comforts us. When does he comfort us? When we are in distress. What happens with this comfort we receive? Three things. One, we have something to give others who are in distress. Two, it builds patient endurance in us. And three, it makes our hope in God more firm. Perhaps you're in a time of distress right now and you're wondering why you are going through this difficulty. Can I challenge you to reframe this thought? You are going through this so that you may increase your capacity to be a comforter to others. Your comforted distress is allowing you to come alongside another struggling saint with greater empathy and patience and understanding and strength than you would not have had before your time of distress. This is why Paul says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." He is trying to help us see the blessings that can come from this time of distress that could have come in no other way. Don't allow self-pity to rob you of the comfort the Comforter wants to give you so that you are able to be a comforter to others who are in distress.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.